Now, it's 14 away from 1 hour. Amanda's here. How are you, Amanda?
I am. Good afternoon.
We looked at movies on Tuesday. We talked about music yesterday with Dan and Jenny. And today, it's the telly. The telly for 2014.
The telly, exactly.
Is it looking good?
It is. And what I've done is I've picked out five shows that I think are going to be the ones that people will be discussing on Twitter or talking about in the office over the water cooler. These are the ones that are going to get people talking in 2014, I think.
Okay, Homegrown first. RT.
Homegrown, yes. RT. Well, this one is coming very shortly, later this month, in fact. And it really is the one to watch, I think, in RT's spring schedule. It's called Amber. And you've probably seen maybe some trailers and promos for it already in RT. And it's going to air in four consecutive nights, which is a really interesting idea, on RT1 starting Sunday the 19th of January. And it's set in the Dublin suburbs, and it's about a 14-year-old girl, Amber. Her parents are divorced or separated anyhow, living apart, and she disappears one day.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good. And it follows it. What's interesting about it is the four episodes are a different perspective each episode, different character's perspective.
Yeah.
So, like, you get her mum's perspective or dad's perspective and some other characters in it. And it also looks at it's not going to be exactly chronological. So, you'll see something happening in the first episode, and then in the second episode, we'll go back again and over it, but from a different angle. And it just, and the idea of having the four episodes in a row, it's almost like a real case. Not that we would want a real case like this happening, but a real case of, say, of a teenage girl going missing and everyone just enthralled as to what's happening in the case and what's going on and the outcome of it. So
I also thought as well when I was looking at this that it was going to be over four nights, that this is a reaction possibly by RT and other TV stations as well to the likes of Netflix, where you can sit and watch all four together
or whatever.
I started watching Broadchurch last night on TV3. I hadn't seen it before.
Okay,
and when it finished, I was going, okay, where's the next one?
And I
suddenly went, not the next week.
Yeah, people are so used to that with either DVD box sets or Netflix and those kind of services, and they are used to getting their fix straight away or knowing that they can go back tomorrow night. They've watched a few and they have to go to bed now, but tomorrow night we'll have the next few. So I think that probably is one of the main reasons why RT have decided, rather than putting it over four consecutive Sunday nights, we'll put it over four consecutive nights between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I think that will also get it a lot of attention, the fact that it is every single night and people will be talking about it a lot.
Okay, the UK, what have they got going on over there?
Well, there's a lot of different things happening in the UK in the new year, in the likes of BBC and ITV, a lot of period dramas. Dramas are a big thing over there now. And
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, exactly. The Downton Abbey effect, shall we say. But the one I picked out is something far more contemporary. Mm-hmm. And it's not on BBC or ITV, it's on Channel 4. And it's called Babylon. And it's a new comedy drama that is set in the London police force. And the interesting thing about this is it's directed by Danny Boyle of Trainspotting fame and stars our own Jimmy Nesbitt and lots of other kind of well-known English actors that pop up in these things on the UK telly. And it looks like it'll be really good. It's looking at both the front line of the police force and those higher up in command, and Jimmy Nesbitt plays a sergeant who decides, or an inspector who decides, that the force needs a bit of a makeover. And he brings in this American kind of PR new media expert. And she's going to kind of figure out how they're going to, you know, improve the image of the London police force and all that. So it's a comedy drama, and it looks like it could be good. Yeah.
That's on Channel 4.
That's coming. What they've done is they've just shot the pilot, and we're going to see that around February. And then if there's a good response to it, they're going to film the full series, and the rest of it will be out then in the autumn.
I mean, talking about Netflix changing the face of television or the way we watch, I think also for people who have Sky, Sky Atlantic has changed, because there's some excellent shows have come out in Sky Atlantic.
Yeah, Sky Atlantic has a fantastic lineup this spring. It really does. And the great thing about Sky Atlantic is that they often take the big cable shows from America, so the HBO shows, the Showtime, all those, AMC. And the one that I've picked, I mean, it was hard enough to go through and pick one out, but this stands head and shoulders above everything else that is starting on TV this year. And it's called True Detective. It's a HBO series that Sky Atlantic have brought in. And it's an 8-episode series which stars Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey.
Wow. And we were only talking about Matthew McConaughey the other day, because he's really hitting pay dirt.
He's really hitting the big time at the moment with the kind of serious roles he's been doing. He's no longer that kind of rom-com shirtless hunk. He's now...
Rom-com McConaughey's gone.
Yes, he's a very serious actor, thankfully.
He's a good serious actor.
He's doing great in those movies, and this looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's set in Louisiana, and it kind of goes between 1995 and 2012. Mm. And Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey play these detectives who worked on a case together in 95, a serial killer.
Right.
And they're brought back together. Something has happened. We don't quite sure what has happened to their relationship. They're no longer partners, yeah. whatever, but we see them in 2012 and a new murder case has happened that's similar to this one that went unsolved. So they're brought back in to kind of look at it and see the similarities and all that. So the show goes between 95 and 2012 wow. and we see them back then and we see them now, and it's obvious from the first episode that Matthew McConaughey, something big has happened to him. He's very different to what he was yeah. like in 95, and it just looks, I mean, the scenery is amazing, that real, you know, deep set Louisiana yeah, yeah. Scenery, the relationship between the two of them. Michelle Monaghan plays Woody Harrelson's character's wife, and it just looks fantastic. And the interesting thing about this as well is it's 8 episodes. And what they're doing, are you aware of the TV show American Horror Story?
No, no.
You know the creator of Glee?
Yeah, Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, he made this show, American Horror Story. And each season, it has different actors and a different story.
All right.
And
okay.
True Detective is apparently going to be like that. So there'll be another True Detective next season with totally different actors, wow. totally different story, totally different setting. And that's the plan that HBO are doing with this.
I like
but
the sound
it
of
sounds
that.
Fantastic. Mm. And it starts, it's actually starting in America this weekend. They're doing 2 episodes back to back. And it's coming on shortly on Sky Atlantic. So keep an eye out for that.
You've also something else from one of the others, from Sky Living.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of shows sometimes pop up in these kind of other channels like Sky Living, Fox. Those kind of yeah. channels on your satellite or cable service. And this one I picked out primarily because it sounds really good, and also because one of the stars I know you're a big fan of. It's called Doll and M, and yeah. it's kind of a comedy, and it's going to air on Sky Living in February. And it's also been acquired by HBO in the States. So yeah, when something has been acquired by HBO, you know it's a good standard.
Yeah.
And it's the show, it's most like, you could describe it as extras. You know extras?
Yeah.
Rick and it's like that. It stars Emily Mortimer, yeah. who's in The Newsroom, which I know is one of your favourite shows.
Absolutely, yeah.
The British actress Emily Mortimer. And she's basically playing a fictional version of her real life self.
Right.
So she's an actress, she's out in LA, she's working on shows like The Newsroom and whatever, and, yeah. she's, and her best friend back in England has just broken up with her long-term relationship and her life is a disaster. So Emily says, "Hey, Dolly, come on out to LA and be my personal assistant. I'm making a new movie. I'm on set for 6 yeah. months. Come out and join me and be my personal assistant." So out Dolly goes, and suddenly Dolly becomes more popular than Emily with the cast and the crew. And suddenly, you know, Emily's telling Dolly, "Go get my latte," and Dolly's yeah. like, "Get it yourself. She's like, you're my personal assistant." So it explores that whole female dynamic yeah. and it looks really good. It's got a load of cameos from the likes of Susan Sarandon, John Cusack, Ben wow. Chaplin, Andy Garcia, those kind of people as well. And so very like extras.
Sounds
and it
good.
Looks like it's going to be good. Just 6 parts. It was shown at a TV festival, all 6 in a row, like almost like a movie.
Yeah.
But they've divided up into 6 episodes for Sky Living, and it starts in February.
That's good. Netflix, this is the show everyone's talking about.
Yeah, Netflix original programming this year, the one everyone is waiting for, is Better Call Saul, which yeah. is the spin-off of Breaking Bad. And the thing we know about this, the only thing we really know about this, is they're primarily setting it in the past, so it's going to be before what happened in Breaking
right,
Bad.
Yeah.
However, Vince Gilligan, the creator, has said it could actually look to what's happened during
yeah.
and since Breaking Bad as well. We're hoping it's going to be this autumn.
Yeah.
But there's already talk that it could be delayed a bit and it could be next year. But we're fingers crossed it's going to get out there this autumn. Definitely.
Saul was the lawyer that they all
yes.
had brought out. He was the most crooked lawyer in the world. He was
yeah.
absolutely brilliant character, and everyone's looking forward to that.
So it's going to be that kind of dark comedy drama. Yeah.
yeah
so.
Just wrapping it up, a couple of shows that are coming back.
Yeah, well, Grey's Anatomy starting back tonight in Sky Living and next week on RTE.
Never got Grey's Anatomy. Never
really?
Got it.
Oh, no. It's a big one. I love Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Girls is coming back. Moon Boy is coming back, which
brilliant.
I'm very excited about. The Following, Mr. Selfridge. House of Cards will be up on Netflix on the 14th of February, the second season. And then later on in the year, Broadchurch, which I know you just started watching
yeah,
second season of that. The Returned, which I know you also liked as well on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Love Hate will be back. Downton Abbey. All the big ones will be back as well later
are
on.
Are you hinting that you've heard around the campus that Love Hate might be 12 episodes?
I read somewhere that Love Hate might be 12 episodes this year rather than 6, which I would be very excited about, but
yeah.
also intrigued by the, how they will make that work, because they've got a rhythm now,
yeah,
the writers,
yeah.
so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And also that it will be centering on the prison system as well. But they're just rumours, I don't know if they've been confirmed.
Yeah, it could be focusing on the prison system and on Fizzy Orange.
Indeed.
All right, Amanda, thanks for that. That's your TV for 2014 sorted.